Good morning.
Good morning.
I have been waiting for a while to say this. Welcome back. We're glad you're here. Don't forget, somebody already asked me, we'll be doing the service much like we did last fall when you were able to come. There are these X's on the floor when you come forward for communion. Just move. When the X in front of you gets vacant, just move forward to that one. That allows us to keep social distance and stuff. And you'll come here, and there will be. Thank you for helping me demonstrate.
Hey, that's what I thought of.
You'll come here.
You do.
I'll give you the bread. You then step to the side, kind of in front of here. Lower your mask, eat your bread, go to the next station where Vicar Amanda is. You'll be given the wine, step away, lower your mask, drink the wine, put your empty in the gold receptacle. Or this way, as the case may be, whichever side you're sitting on. So hopefully that will be fairly clear, and you'll remember as we get to that. Thank you for socially distantly sitting. I never know how to say that, but sitting with some space among you to allow us to be safe as well. Let me remind you that Lenten worship will continue this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Please join us online for that service, Wednesday at 7. If you had your a picture made for the pictorial directory but have not picked up your directory yet, they are available out there in the narthex on the wall, kind of, you'll see a sign that says Pictorial Directory Pictures. Your pictures are there, and the there's a box there with your directories in it. Please pick those up. And finally, yesterday we took another truck to Williamsburg County full of donations. Thank you for all your help, not only in donating, but especially all those who helped us load Friday. It was quite a task, and we got, five couches on that one, two different kinds of beds. I mean, it was all kind of stuff that we took down. So thank you all. You make a real difference. Vicar Amanda, your turn.
Well, I would also like to say how good it is to see all of you, and welcome to any visitors that we have today. As far as events coming up this week, our 6th through 12th graders will have a youth group in person. We're going to try to be outside if the weather allows, and we're playing broom ball tomorrow night, so it'll be a lot of fun. 7 to 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. We also have an epic Easter egg hunt on March 27th. Now, you might think it's an Easter egg hunt. It's just for the kids. Oh, no, no. There's going to be adult Easter egg hunting as well. So it's for all ages because, you know what? We didn't get to have one last year. By golly, we're all going to get to enjoy an Easter egg hunt this year. So that will be at 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 27th. But I heard that it often rains for this event. So we have a plan. If it's raining, we will do it on April 3rd. So that's the plan.
So what I want to know, is it an enormous, epic Easter egg hunt?
An enormous, epic Easter egg hunt? Sure, it can be an enormous, epic Easter egg hunt.
Okay.
You're just trying to get me to stumble on my words, aren't you?
Yes.
Nice, thanks. An enormous, epic Easter egg hunt. Yes. Mm-hmm. See, there I can do it. Also, I would like to thank everyone that made donations for the Sharing God's Love Easter baskets. Today we have a small group that's putting together 60 Easter egg baskets, 50 for Sharing God's Love and 10 for the Ronald McDonald House. So thank you very, very much. Y'all are amazing, as always. Those are my announcements.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, then, it's been so long, I got to pull out the bullets and see what comes next.
Yeah. I'm going to head back this way.
All right, you head back that way.
All righty.
Let us rise and prepare for our worship with our order for confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the keeper of the covenant, the source of steadfast love, our rock and our redeemer. God hears us when we cry and draws us close in Jesus Christ. Let us return to the one who is full of compassion. fountain of living water. Pour out your mercy over us. Our sin is heavy, and we long to be free. Rebuild what we have ruined, and mend what we have torn. Wash us in your cleansing flood. Make us alive in the Spirit to follow in the way of Jesus as healers and restorers of the world you so love. Amen. Beloved, God's word never fails. The promise rests on grace. By the saving love of Jesus Christ, the wisdom and power of God, your sins are forgiven, and God remembers them no more. Journey in the way of Jesus. Amen.
Before we continue with the greeting, Pastor Gary forgot to make an announcement. And y'all are invited to sing with us today. Because we've cut down on the singing and y'all are social distance, we feel as though that will be a safe option for us. So I hope you'll enjoy that today. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the reign of God and for peace throughout the world, for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Give you praise for the strength to live your word. Let us pray to the Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, with steadfast love, you draw us to yourself, and in mercy you receive our prayers. Strengthen us to bring forth the fruits of the Spirit, that through life and death we may live in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Because we have no young ones today, I think we'll continue with the reading, if that's all right.
The reading for today comes from the 31st chapter of Jeremiah, verses 31 through 34. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life will lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, this voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ. May be seated. Grandpa was celebrating his 100th birthday, and everybody complimented him on how athletic and well-preserved he appeared. Well, I'll tell you the secret of my success, he cackled. I have been in the open air day after day for some 75 years now. Well, those celebrating with him were impressed and asked how he managed to keep up this rigorous fitness regime. Well, he said, You see, my wife and I were married 75 years ago, and on our wedding night, we made a solemn pledge to each other. whenever we had a fight, the one who was in the wrong would go outside and take a walk. We sometimes talk about Lent as like walking on a journey. The story of Jesus takes place all over the Holy Land, and it's a pretty good bet that Jesus walked to most of those places. The early church wasn't called Christian, it was called the Way. The journey is part of who we are, on our way through life, the people of God called and sent. And in Lent, there are lots of journeys involved. We talk about a journey to the cross, and we walk with Jesus through these 40 days and experience it again. We sometimes focus on Jesus carrying that cross and that inexorable walk down the Via Dolorosa as Jesus makes his way from the place of his trial to the place of his death. And we sometimes think about Lent as our own journey of faith as we grow and change during this time, reflecting on the vast empty wastelands of our sin that we pass through, and then coming across the grand vistas of God's vast love. And today has featured a special journey all its own as we made our way from our world of pandemic back into our sanctuary to worship and praise God together. It was this Sunday a year ago, the third Sunday in March, that was our last gathering together before we stopped for the pandemic. Yes, we opened for a few weeks last November and December before we had to stop again. But here, exactly a year later, we can be thankful and rejoice that we can come together again. It's almost like coming home, our sojourn over, and here, this space somehow feels new and familiar all at the same time. We have come through a journey, and now we hear again our call to walk faithfully with God in worship, in praise, in compassion, and in service. This Lenten season has been a special journey all its own because we have been on a journey of promise. We might not have been paying attention, but for the past 5 weeks, our Old Testament readings have highlighted some of the great promises of God to us. We began Lent with the story of Noah and the rainbow in the sky, a promise from God that God will care for us always. The promise was that just like God saved Noah and his family from the flood, just so God saves us through the waters of our baptisms. And then, saved by God's grace, we are sent into the world to act in love and service. The second week of Lent, we heard again about how God promised Abraham and Sarah a child. It was what they had hoped and dreamed for, a future. And God told them that this child would be the beginning of a great multitude. That multitude now includes us as we follow the very same God, the same foundation of faith, the very same promises of life and hope and a future made true for us. And what's more, in that story, Abraham and Sarah were given new names. And in our baptisms, we are given new names as well, welcomed into God's family and marked with the cross of Christ forever. The third week of Lent, we heard again the promise that was the central gift of Israel's history, the Ten Commandments. Here, God gave to us not rules that are burdensome and harsh, but guidelines for how to live God's way. And it turns out that these laws are indeed a gift, for living this way is good for us. They had been freed from slavery and were now free to live for God. And just so again, Jesus frees us from our bondage to sin, and we are free to live for God too. And as the first commandment reminds us, it is God whom has freed us, and nothing else can have first place in our lives. Last week, we heard again the story of serpents in the camp of the Israelites, and with it came God's promise of life. God told Moses to put a bronze serpent up on a pole, and those who had been bitten and who looked at it would live. To look called for faith. Faith in God's power. Faith in God's promises. Faith that God had not forsaken them. It was a promise of life. And in the gospel reading for that same day, we get our own promise of life. Jesus lifted up on the cross. And then today. Well, today God talks about a new covenant that God will make with us. It's a covenant marked by some very special things. It's a new covenant, a new relationship with God where nothing separates us from God and where we are drawn together in love and in unity. In Jesus, that's exactly what we are given. Jesus draws us to himself in love and grace that we may have God's law within us, that it may be written on our own hearts, and God will be our God and we will be God's people. We will know God, our sins forgiven and forgotten forever. We sometimes talk about Lent as a journey. And the journey of our past year has been one of illness and isolation. And we may have felt forsaken and bereft. But we were not. For on our journey through this past year, God has been with us every step of the way. It's been a journey of God's great promises to us, made full and complete in Jesus. And what a walk it has been. And what a walk it will be over the next 2 weeks as we journey along with Jesus, those final steps to the cross. And what a walk it will be as we journey forward in faith and mission as Christ has called us and as Christ has sent us. It's a promise journey full of grace. Keep going. We walk with God. Amen.
invite you to stand as you are able, and let us share our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of power and gentleness, you showed us how to live as your people through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, a radical life of serving and caring for others. Help us to serve and care for others around us. Help each of us to find ways to reach out to and protect those that live in fear, especially our Asian and Pacific Islander family, friends, and neighbors. Lord, in your mercy. God of healing and wholeness, you promise us new life through Christ's death and resurrection. You show elements of new life throughout your creation. God, give patience and strength to doctors, nurses, and teachers. Give comfort and peace to those with COVID and those mourning the loss of loved ones. Give courage to those receiving vaccines and those that are patiently waiting their turn. Help us to all work together to end this pandemic. Lord, in your mercy. God of community and relationship, you as the Trinity are the epitome of living in relationship. You give us the example of your never-ending love and grace. God, the community of Redeemer is excited to have opportunities to be together again. We also welcome new family members and guests that join us in person and online. Help us to continue to reach out to others and strengthen the bonds of our community. Today, we pray especially for those names we lift to you now. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. We're still not sharing the peace with handshakes and hugs, but I do invite you. The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. Let us pray for that peace.
Thank you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Amen. Let us pray. God of steadfast love, at this table you gather your people into one body for the sake of the world. Send us in the power of your Spirit that our lives bear witness to the love that has made us new in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you.
he never did anything with the cellos. He didn't use any of that.
No, I know. I don't think. I think it was just symbolic.
So
that's my guess anyway.
We take this.
Right.
And empty it.
Oh yeah, because that's got the. So we'll have to fill that. Not like they're going to use it.
This is all just this one.
This one doesn't. So that, do they not use it?
And this, the top one in this.
Yeah, those shouldn't have been touched either. So.